The most serious reason, however, is the commonly held idea, which is planted deep in their minds, that only native speaker English is genuine, and thus the only model to learn. They faithfully follow the standards set by native speakers and regard non-native varieties as imperfect and incomplete. They aim at the impossible dream of acquiring native or near-native skill, and when they feel they have not reached this goal, they hesitate to use English for communication purposes, especially with native speakers. The Japanese must free themselves from this native speaker syndrome. They need to realize that they learn English not to communicate with native speakers alone, but with people in Europe, South America, Asia, the Middle East, and Africa. They must realize that if they have to use English in the future, the people they talk to will most likely also be non-native speakers. They also need to realize that they learn English to express themselves, their society, and their culture.